Blog Talk
Radio.
Well,
hello. It's been a while, but I am back, and I miss everyone, and I know you miss me, too. Had a little computer problem there for a while, but it's no longer there. We're back to the vengeance, baby. It feels good to come back sometimes. Don't we all love a comeback? Right? What I'd like to know is how all these doubters feel, and how all these shit talkers feel, and how all these useful idiots feel now that my horse has come in. I really didn't want to get into this, but somebody told me I need to get it out of the way, so I'm going to get it out of the way. You know, I did pick Trump, and I know it's been wall-to-wall Trump since he got the nomination. I know. But I have to speak on this. You know, when I picked this man, he, like I said, he wasn't my first pick. I was in the Rand Paul camp, and I campaigned for Ron Paul back in 2008. So, yeah. And then, you know, when Rand dropped out of the race, that's when I started campaigning for Trump. Because despite him being a buffoon in many ways, I just know that you, what it means to break the crown that is being, that is currently in power, that is dictating over us at the moment. And to me, that's the one thing that, that Mr. Trump represents. And if he's only 40% of libertarian, you know, type of a thing, then that's fine with me too. Because I hate conservative idiots. And most of the people that go around calling themselves conservatives don't know the first fucking, they don't know the first thing of what it means. They really don't. Don't know jack shit. And I don't care if they do know or they don't know. Most of them don't know, so I don't really care. But what I do care is how they inflict their opinion on people. Anyone who tells you a conservative, ask them who the, what the Ten Commandments are. I guarantee you they can't get past one. Ask them what the Bill of Rights are. They don't even know what the Bill of Rights are. So with that being said, told you so. So go fuck yourself. It's my show, it's my ranting, and I will go on as I please. What else is happening? Well, there isn't much else happening now, is there? We know that Hillary belongs in jail. I don't know how she's not. The system is rigged. Bernie Sanders is obviously the nominee, but Hillary's just corrupt. And, yeah, what else is there? Is there anything else? There's nothing else. But why are you doing a show? Because I haven't done one in a while, and I was doing them every week until my damn computer went down, but now I'm back. So my laptop's back in operation, and I'm in operation. So, where do we go from here? I'll tell you where we go. Crazy. Well, I was just watching that show, Impossible Engineering, and they did the whole thing about the Three Gorges Dam in China. What a massive undertaking. The way that they built this thing is un-freaking believable. It's unbelievable how they built this thing. I'm at awe in the method they used to build this thing. And the what's interesting is that they used the technology from other dams that were built throughout the centuries. You know, they started out with the Hoover Dam, and they showed you how they made the concrete. And they started, then they went to another dam, and they showed you, I can't remember the name of it, I think it's in, like, France. And then they showed you how, if the water overflows, they showed you how they made the overflowing water come out in a ski slope, so it pushes the water away from the dam. And then they went to the dam in Niagara Falls, and then they showed you how Tesla went and moved the electricity from the dam out to the city, and how he created these specific transformers for that specific reason. It was quite amazing. And they showed you the history, and then they showed you how it all came together, and how they built this fucking massive form of engineering feat. It's amazing how who we are and what we are as people, and the things that we have done in this life. It's quite remarkable. Yeah, it's just quite remarkable how they're able to do the things that they do. But with that being said, you know, you go forward. You go forward and you don't look back, you know. So I hope everybody's having a good Monday. I hope everybody's, past couple weeks have been good for them and their family. Like I said, I'm sorry I was out for a while, but I was having computer problems. And now it's a goddamn jet. Whew, it's like a fucking jet, this thing. It's unbelievable. What else do we have going? Do I really need to be talking politics? Do I really need to go on about wall to wall? Trump and his Trump wall and the fucking and Cruz is a bum and Bernie's an idiot and the useful idiots and do I go on with that or do I just let it go? Well, you know what I'm gonna do? I'm gonna let it go. Because it will consume you. It consumed me for a while. And I couldn't, you have to take a step away from it sometimes. Because it will overwhelm you. And you won't be able to think straight or operate mentally straight. You'll just be, I don't know what you'll be. You'll be a fucking boob. You don't want to be a boob. How about the Capitals taking a shit? Did anybody see that happening? I did not see that happening. I really thought that they were going to win. My money was on the Capitals, but I lost that bet. I hate the fucking Penguins. I hate them. And I hate that. I cannot stand them. And I can't stand that other douche that's on the team. He's such a fag. Oh, he makes me sick. But what are you going to do? There's nothing you can do. They win. They won. And you're out. Ovechkin probably needs to go to another team, as far as I'm concerned, because it's over in Washington. They're useless. You know, the world is it's a hell of a place, and people are very interesting in this world. They really are. They tell you one thing and then stab you right. You know, no. They tell you one thing and then they say something else without you knowing it or your knowledge, and they just, you know, they just avoid you at all costs. And then you have, and then you have, you know, the people that are the closest to you, that call you their brother or their sister or their best friend and all that, they're the ones I really suggest you watch out for more than anything, because they're the ones that'll fucking stab you in the back faster than anyone else ever. They don't care. They never have. They never will. And that's it. There's nothing else for me to tell you. You know, what else is there to say? Do I think that Trump's going to beat Hillary? Yeah, I do. Yeah, I do. I think he's going to beat her. The people are tweeting it. I do. I think it's going to be a landslide. I don't even know how people think this is even going to be a contest. But the reason they don't is because they got this fucking bizarre nightmare of a media. Unfucking believable, man. God. Giant industrial media government complex. Yeah, I know it's out of order, but to me, it's just ridiculous. Might as well be in the Soviet Union. And I've been there. It ain't nothing special. I tell you, Russia was very beautiful. I got St. Petersburg was almost, it was very, very beautiful. That real old world style type of a country. Remember, this country is only 300 years old. And, you know, they, you know, 300 years ago, they were, you know, they already had, you know, they had life already over there. It was quite amazing. Yeah. I hope everyone out there is understanding that life comes and goes, you know. It goes and it comes and it just operates in ways that only you can dictate. You are the director. Remember, I've always said that to a lot of you. You are the director. If something's not the way you want it to be, you can change it. You're the director. Change it to your own way. Change it to your own methods. Speaking of which, there's a this is really cool. This is really, really cool. Check this. This is something really neat. It's a language translator, right? It's like a Babel fish-like gadget fits inside your ear to translate foreign languages in real time. It's off of Daily Mail UK. A buddy of mine went and posted it. Now, this thing claimed to be able to translate speech like the Babel fish. I don't even know what that is. It comprises of two earpieces to be worn by people speaking different languages. The gadget will be available to pre-order from $130, and it'll ship to you in the autumn. Okay, if trying to order your dinner or find hotel abroad fills you with fear due to your admissible gas of foreign languages, don't panic. A forthcoming in-ear gadget is claimed to be able to translate speech like the babblefish in The Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy or the universal translator gadget in Star Trek. Okay, now I know what that means. I have to see Hitchhiker's Ride to the Galaxy. I'm going to see that tonight. Everyone tells me that's a good movie. The system dubbed the Pilot comprises two earpieces to be worn by two people who do not speak the same language and uses an app so the duo can converse with ease. Wow. Amazing. And there's a promo video. While the first generation device works only when speaking to someone wearing an earpiece, future generations could listen to everything happening nearby, so pairs of devices won't be needed. Yeah, see, now that's, yeah, they got to work the kinks out first now. I mean, come on now. The New York-based company behind the Pilot said that both wireless earpieces can be used by one person for listening to music. The gadget was invented by Waverly Labs founder Andrew Ochoa, who said he had the idea for it after meeting a French girl. Huh. I don't think he's the original person who thought of it, obviously. Well, there you go. That's really, really neat, man. That is something that's really cool. What they won't think of next. Now I know where that statement comes from. now you know where it comes from. Okay, all right. Here's the article that's on the thing I'll read. Okay. CIA officer. Obama is a Muslim agent with Brotherhood ties to take down the U.S. Claire Lopez, a CIA Iran counterintelligence, retired. Claire Lopez is a former CIA officer, and she is risking her professional career to call out President Barack Obama in the biggest way possible. She is claiming Obama is why America has completely switched sides during the war on terrorism. America is now supporting the enemy, especially the Muslim Brotherhood. Lopez is a well-respected in the intelligence community, although I never heard her worked in the Reagan White House. After 2 decades in the field of the CIA, as an instructor for special forces and intelligence students, Lopez is now at the Center for Security Policy managing the counter-jihad and of Sharia programs. God damn, this woman's been around. Lopez has been unwilling to speak in public, but has confined with a few members of House of Representatives for serious concerns about Obama's motivations about foreign policy decisions. Okay, she said the global war on terror has been an effort to stay free of Sharia or representative of Islamic law until the Obama administration began siding with such jihadists as the Muslim Brotherhood. Okay. In addition, Lopez claims that the only reason Obama approved of the killing of Osama bin Laden is that he couldn't ignore the chance without looking suspicious. The opportunity presented himself, and he couldn't delay it any longer. Wow. I don't know if that's true. Is it? I think so. Although I'm not surprised here. It's nothing new. I don't understand. I just don't understand how it's a big fucking deal. It's really not that big of a deal. So whatever. Okay, next. Now, yeah, here's the ads. You know what I saw the other day? I saw
I saw that episode of South Park with the ads, you know, with the ads, with the PC principal. It was hilarious. And it's funny because I'm reading this article, and here comes up an ad called by Ad Supply, and it says, 7 sneaky words to make any woman want you. Oh, Lord have mercy. What they won't think of next. Unreal. Well, so what do we have to say now in reference to these, you know, men are now allowed to use women's bathrooms and transgender bathrooms and unbelievable, the way the world has turned. It kind of makes me sick in a way. And it should make everyone sick in a way. I mean, I don't understand how we've gotten to this point in American culture. And it's only a short amount of time, isn't it? Like, out of nowhere, like, this whole transgender thing is important because Bruce Jenner took it to the level that he took it. Bruce Jenner, a former Olympian with 3 kids by this Kardashian hag who must have fucking gold between her legs. Unbelievable. Who is now a woman. A whoring woman at that. Remember, he never cut his penis off. So he's just a transvestite. That's all he is. We've taken the word transgender, transvestite, and turned it into transgender. Unbelievable. Wow. This stuff never went on did it really go on in the 20s? I mean, did it really go on in, you know, the 1920s and all that other shit? Did it really? I mean, maybe there were, you know, but this is the thing. It was behind closed doors. It wasn't all out in the open. You go to New York City, and there's 2 men just making out on the sidewalk. Well, you have to be tolerant to those things. Well, okay. Whatever. Sure. Go right ahead. Run yourself into the ground. I don't know anymore. I have a friend of mine who's gay, and he's actually a really good person. And I don't care that he's gay at all. But it's not right that people are being used to push forward an agenda that only favors those who want something out of the agenda. That is what's important. And that's what's very important throughout this entire thing. And people need to keep that in mind. What else? What else is going on? Hillary Clinton is a corrupt, malevolent whore who I wish would just croak in front of everyone. It's quite horrible. how this woman needs to croak. I mean, really? Does she not? Yes, she does. Yes, she does, bro. I want to give a shout out to my boy Joe Matiza, phenomenal guitarist of Kiss of Ink Tattoo. Look him up, check him out. He's a beast at cover work. Absolute fucking animal. So they caught this. They caught a drone delivering contraband to a guy in prison. His window. wonderful. Paul Ryan's a scumbag. What, you thought I was going to elaborate on that? He's just a fucking scumbag. Did you really think it was going to be anything different? What are you kidding? Please. By the way, more and more robots are taking over fast food places. So, those who want money, you're not going to get it. I hate to be the one to let you in on the secret. What else is out there that's pretty great? Any stories? There aren't many. Not much really going. There's not much going on. I just wanted to say hi to everybody. Well, we're only on for a little while. I hear something that's interesting. You know what a Hyperloop is? It's the way that it's a revolutionary way of traveling. It's like a gigantic. It's pretty much one of the magnetic trains, and it's like in a tube. It shoots in a tube, and it's this oval shaped, you know, looks like a rocket, literally. And you sit in this rocket, and you get in this tube, and it shoots you up to 700 miles an hour. You know, you could literally go to New York and then have lunch in LA and be back in time for work. It's quite amazing what they're working on. That's pretty cool. I hope that they do it. There's only two companies trying to bring it to us. One of them is the Tesla company. I think it's a Tesla company, and I don't know the name of the other one. But it doesn't matter. We are so behind in travel. It's just disgusting. We are so behind with all the technology and where we could be and where we should be as people. But it's just something that you have to deal with, man. You know? Something you got to deal with. Has anybody ever had any of that KFC $20 fill-up? Because I haven't. It's just disgusting. I will never eat KFC. I actually have not eaten fast food. And this is the truth. In 3.5 years. 3.5 years since I've eaten fast food.
Last thing I ate was at a Popeyes, and I threw up profusely, and I never ate it again. I never ate fast food again because it's horrible, absolutely horrible. I just saw the commercial for the KFC $20 fill up, and I just had to. It kind of just came on my mind. What else is going on? I don't know. I don't know what to tell you. Trump, Obama's a bum. Hillary's a scumbag. I don't even know what more I can tell people in any way. But I wish you all the best, you know, in life. You deserve the best. I know this tonight's show is boring. And it's my first day back, and I should be all hyped up and fired up. But, you know, I didn't want to rant and rave about the same shit that everyone else is ranting and raving about. You know, I predicted most of this was going to happen. I said Trump was going to win. I said Cruz was going to fall. I called it. What more is there to go on? This man's the next president. That's it. Good night. Good luck. See you on the flip side. The Capitals are out. They're done. Pittsburgh Penguins. Sidney fucking Crosby. That little bitch. And the Penguins. Unbelievable. And you got, who else? Between them and Tampa Bay, huh? I hope Tampa Bay runs the floor with them. Hope they wipe their fucking face out. I did not predict the Kings losing to the Sharks. Although, look where the Sharks are. They're in the comp. They're in the Western Finals. Unbelievable. Unbelievable. I did not see that happening, but they pulled it out. They pulled it off. It's amazing. So, it is what it is. So, let's go back to that impossible engineering thing that I saw with Three Gorges, Dan. Why am I going back to this? Because the innovation that goes into some of these engineering feats is unbelievable. It's unprecedented. But you have to say to yourself, like the Hyperloops that I just talked to you about, shouldn't these things already be in practice? Right? They should have one right now from Vegas to Reno. Just to get it rolling. Can we get the ball on the floor? Can we get the ball rolling? Nobody cares. Nobody wants to do it. Nobody wants to get involved. Nobody wants to anything. Ever. People just want. They don't want to. And that's the difference between a creator and, you know what, I don't even know what to call the other side. A user. There's the creative innovator, and then there's the user. And you gotta wonder, what side are you on? Are you going to create and innovate? Or are you just going to be a user? You know, the feats and the engineering ability that these people, the intelligence that these people have had needed in order to create some of these feats is literally unbelievable. Beyond the level of intelligence.
And I the things I talk to people regarding certain conversational topics are quite unstomach settling. It literally unsettles the stomach. And I don't know what really to say. I mean, that's what it is. It just unsettles the stomach. And it hurts. It hurts my stomach. I don't know about anybody else. Boy, there's not much you can do. But, you know, you gotta live and let live, because you gotta do what you have to do to move forward. If you're not doing what needs to be done to move forward for yourself, you're not going to make it. If you're not doing what you need to do for yourself to be the best of yourself, then you're not going to, then what are you doing? You're not doing what your dream is. Then I don't know what you're doing. Because I know what it feels like to not be doing your dream at a specific time, and you're just dealing with just bullshit and morons and people just trying to get the fuck over on you constantly. I know what it's like. I know what it's like, and I know what it's like to fail. But here's the difference: when you fail, you get smarter each time. You have to learn from the lesson each time. Experience, learn from the experience, evolve as a result of from what you've learned from the experience. I keep always said that, in my opinion, the meaning of life is to evolve. So as long as you're in that way and you're heading that way, nothing can stop you. Nothing should stop you, man. And, you know, if you're working on your dream, just do a little bit of it. You don't have to, don't try to light the world on fire in one night. Just do a little bit of it. Just do a little bit at a time. You'll be amazed how far you get in that little bit of amount of time. You know what I'm saying? Good. You should know. You should know it. That's what it's about. So, coming up on 20 minutes left. Any topic is fair game. Any phone call is fair game. Anybody have any interesting things that happened to them recently? No? But it doesn't matter. So they're actually really going to make another Transformers? Great. Another Transformers. Because the last ones were just that great, weren't they? No, they weren't. They were actually pretty terrible. Let's see. Okay, 8 things you should never do to your cat. Let's see what this article says here. Because I'm a cat lover. I'm a dog lover, too. I miss my dog. With a cat or two around the house, even the most dedicated pet parent may slack off and take kitty's presence for granted, even if the simplest oversight may have big consequences on your cat's well-being or quality of life. Here are 8 things you should never do to your favorite feline. Okay. All right, what are they? Let's see what they are. skip flea or heartworm treatment. Well, that's okay. Okay, well, even if it's an indoor cat, believe it or not, fleas and mosquitoes can carry heartworms and can easily enter your home and bite your animal, and then you got problems. Put your cat outdoors unsupervised. What the hell are you talking about? The cat goes outside, it's going to do what it wants. It's a cat. Doesn't it hunt? Okay. Leave windows open. Well, yeah, I mean, loosely screened windows can pose a hazard to curious cats. Excitement over a robin's flyby may cause your mellow tabby to accidentally dislodge that screen and plummet to the ground. Yeah, that's true. That's good. Yeah. Put off vet visits? No, you shouldn't. Your animal should probably get a yearly checkup. Hold your cat on your lap while driving. Who has a cat in the car with them when they're driving anyway? Okay, most cats dislike traveling and resent being cooped up in their carriers, but a free cage cat in a moving vehicle can become a terrifying furry missile. An unconfined cat is distracting to the driver and vulnerable to injury or escape. With your cat on the loose, ping-ponging around your car, your final destination can be a disaster. Well, yeah, okay. Yeah, put it in the carrier and then travel. Push your cat off to the corner. An inquisitive tabby poking her nose into that roasted chicken cooling on the top of the countertop may be annoying, but she does not deserve to be treated like a feline frisbee. Pushing your throwing your cat in frustration can harm her, both physically and in spirit. Yeah, that's right. That's true. Don't forget to brush your cat's teeth. Yeah, you need to brush the cat's teeth. Cats are not fond of anyone touching their precious pearly whites, and your cat's reluctance to open wide may have convinced you that dental health treatments are not good, but it's good to brush the cat's teeth because it can yet remove plaque buildup, which turns to tartar and tooth loss, especially in older cats. Ignore those hairballs. Felines are self-grooming and their constantly busy tongues capture loose fur, which then swallowed. Then your cat hacks up a hairball. You probably just sigh in annoyance, and that's how cats are, right? And clean up some mess. But lending a hand in grooming can greatly reduce the amount of hair in your cat. Okay, well, yeah, so groom the fucking thing. And that's it. So don't ignore it. Take it to the vet.
That was
pretty. I was pretty fucking out in front. Okay, my Star Wars birth name is Commander Knob Gobbler. Okay. Beavis and Butthead. Great. All right, what else? Well, the NFL is going to investigate the Baltimore Ravens. Oh, that's great. Because they're doing so well. Doing so well, aren't they? Hillary Clinton keeps losing, so how come she keeps winning? I don't know. Because it's corrupt. What more do you want? Trump family celebrates Tiffany's graduation. I don't know who that is. I will reduce inflation, Tom Brady. You got my vote. That's fucking great. Damn, that chick's hot. There's not much else going on. Well, with that being said, let's round it out, right? Shall we? Anyone who's ever had an animal and they lost their animal, I know what that feels like. I've lost mine. I had a beautiful little Dachshund that I loved very, very much. But, you know, never take them for granted when they're here, man. Never take them for granted when they're here, because people come and go. People that you love, they come and go. So never take them for granted when you have them. Because any minute, any day, any time could be their last. Could be your last. You know, to walk out the door in a fucking shit missile can fall from a plane and kill you. Right? It's happened. It's happened. Like I saw it on 1,000 Ways to Die. So you only get one go around here. One. You know why gods envy us? Because any minute can be our last. So we have to take life very, very seriously and in a very precious way, in a very precious manner. Because it is very precious. It's a very precious thing. And it can be taken from you in an instant. So you gotta live it to the fullest for the one time you're here. The one couple days, hours, minutes that you're here. You gotta ride it to the fullest, take it to the fullest. Because you may never get another one. I want to thank you all for listening this week. We were only on for a little while. I'll talk to you all next week. We are back. We are rocking and rolling. And next time, anyone wants to call in, 347-857-3667. Call in. I love you all very much. Without you, there is no me. I wish you all the very best to you and your family. So long, good night, and take care of yourselves.